Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all, it's time to open up your mind, it's time to raise up your voice, and it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. Now, for those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. Here we go, fam. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. The call-in number, ladies and gentlemen, is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard this show before and those who are listening for the very first time, welcome to the online happy hour. My name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live here at the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, folks, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. I want to say thank you because it is because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the texters, that the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. It's about to go down, folks, all the way down like bad stock. Like pants next to the toilet, folks, is going down for real. It's Tuesday, May 22nd, 2012. Mm-hmm. It's a hot one in Texas already. We ain't even hit the summer for real, but it's 90s. It's hot outside. The heat is just all over the place. Speaking of heat, the Miami Heat are trying to do something tonight against these Indiana Pacers. I don't know if they're really going to pull it off. I think they can, but you never know, man. We'll see. Want you to follow us, folks. Check us out at howwasyourweekend.com, about to be the hottest website made just for you, so you can get your groove on online and make things happen, folks. We're expanding it. We're making it good just for you, and trust and believe the construction is in effect. It's about to go live. Hottest fifth grease coming out in June. It took us a little while, but sometimes you got to make sure it's just right. You know, black folks especially, they'll critique anything, so we want to make sure we got that out correctly for you. Follow us on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page, first name and last name, that is. For those who Twitter and tweet, you can follow us on Twitter at HWY Weekend. Check me out over at my website, andybrownspeech.com, and it's time to go ahead and get rolling with tonight's broadcast. It's brought to you in part by One World Unlimited, one vision, folks, one goal: to increase you. That's One World. I hope you got that. One vision, one goal is to increase you. We ain't selfish around here. We got to get this. That's how everybody eats. Had a great time this weekend, folks. Powerful women were around me doing it big in the DFW. Had a great time at the Doc Bookstore on Saturday. Man, shout out to Miss Ray of Deep in the Root Salon out there in Lancaster, Texas. They came out before work. My beautiful sorority sister, Miss Jamie Foster, was out there doing. She had the sunshine dress on from Harlem Nights, just swinging it back and forth and leading the folks off into a wonderful show about information about hair care. I'm telling you, if you were there and you have any idea, fellas, ladies, we need to know what we're putting on our scalp, what we're putting on our body, and what we're putting in our body. So trust and believe they was coming with it, real talk, up in here. Had to go out and see my man Trotter at Neo Soul Cafe. The dinner and white party was off the chain up in there. Folks was in there getting it, karaokeing, swinging, dancing. I mean, it was off the chain, folks. If y'all don't know about Funky Town Fort Worth, we're trying to let y'all know Neo Soul Cafe has been renovated, and it's ready for the grown and sexy folks. And these NBA playoffs, well, I mean, you know, my team got put out last night. I'm a Lakers fan, real talk. Kobe or not, I can take y'all back to Michael Cooper and them high socks. Showtime and the Lakers back in the day. So, yeah, that's where I fall. Even when Cedric Ceballos was a Laker, I was a Laker fan. So it ain't just about Kobe Bryant. Trust and believe, I understand a winning organization. Speaking of a winning organization, tonight's topic here on Blog Talk Radio is about to be a winner for real. And I mean winner, winner, chicken dinner. We about to go all the way in and talk about it, folks. If you missed last week's topic, we talk about working relationships, the work wife, the office husband. I mean, that's where people really spend a lot of their time and their money. So why not really put it all together? Oh, they did it. It was going down last week. So if you missed that episode, go back to Blog Talk Radio, check it out, click on that link, Working Relationships, and get a mouthful and an earful of what we talked about. But we about to go on and get it down and keep it 100. We got 10 things to talk about tonight. Now, there are a lot of single women out there who have tuned into this show. And some brothers are going to come with it and keep it real for y'all. There's going to be some ladies that's going to chime in for y'all and keep it 100. No, this is not a women bashing show tonight. But there are some people out there that wonder, why am I still single? What's going on with me? How come I can't find no good man? Well, if you're ready to ask yourself these questions and you still don't know the answer, chances are you just might fall into one of these categories as to why he is not committed to you. Now, if you have to take this personal, you got to adjust yourself every time we say something, well, we're not maybe talking about you specifically, but you fall into some of these categories and some of these actions. So now that you know it ain't just going to be just men on here getting it in, I got to bring somebody that's going to make it pure and good. Y'all can feel me on that? So this is going to be some real good conversation. And since we're going to keep it good, y'all heard her on previous topics chiming in with us. I want to bring her on the show and address, you know, let the ladies still get their speak. We're going to give some approval, maybe some disagreements. But then again, I don't think we're going to drift too far from the plate on this one. Y'all welcome to tonight on the show, the one and only Miss Goody to the online happy hour. What's going on, Miss Goody?
What's up, Andy? What's up?
You know, I'm fired up about this because the topic tonight, for the folks that don't know, is the top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. Because there's some fellas out there that want to be like, man, you know what, I'm really digging this chick. I'm trying to make sure I understand her, man. She look good, she smell good, but something just ain't right about her. Well, dude, if she falls into some of these categories, chances are you might not want to take her back to mama. You might not want to introduce her to your homeboys because maybe she done met your homeboys already. We ain't going to talk about that just yet. We're just going to talk about the top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. How do you feel about this topic tonight, Ms. Goody?
You know, I think it's more than top 10 signs, but I think that there are some that are no-brainers, and I'm hoping that the fellas, you know, you made a big, you know, talking to the ladies, I'm really hoping that the fellas are paying attention because these are mistakes that they are making and keep perpetuating this madness. It's not women bashing. It's fellas recognize when you need to, you know, cut your losses.
Yeah. Because that means you just don't want to just keep trying shit and trying and trying and trying. It just ain't working out.
Right.
Ms. Good, if you would, just give the people a little background on who you are, what you do, what you got going on here in the BFW, so we can go on and get the ball rolling down this street.
Okay. Well, my name is Shannon Goody Gooden, and I'm the creator of AladyInTheSheets.com, which is an online shopping experience for intimacy products, toys, novelties, lingerie, DVDs, adult sex toys, things of that nature. I do co-ed toy parties. I teach oral technique workshops, and I teach art of undress workshops, which are striptease classes, not pole classes. I do a lot of HIV and AIDS activism, and I speak to teens and adults about healthy dating and things of that nature and how to lead up to not just the sex, but how to have a relationship aside from the sex. Basically, I'm going on tour this summer. I'm in a couple of different cities. The one coming up closest is going to be June 21st through the 24th. I will be at Status Glam Nail Salon Nail Bar that Friday and Saturday in Memphis, Tennessee. That's June 22nd and 23rd, that Friday and Saturday. I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll be doing a co-ed toy party that Friday, the 22nd, and an oral technique workshop that Saturday, the 23rd. And we'll be doing having a special on mini mani pedis before everything begins. And then I'm also doing an oral technique workshop here in the Dallas area at DeSoto Civic Center the first Saturday in July, which is July 7th.
Oral technique?
Oral technique workshop. That is for ladies and men that like ladies. I mean, men that like men. We're performing, teaching you how to go perform oral sex on a man, fellatio. We go over manual and oral manipulation of the penis, the anatomy of the penis, mouth, hand, and throat. Oral manipulation of the penis, manual manipulation of the penis, tips and tricks, breathing techniques, gag reflex control, eye contact, and overall showmanship, dental placement, hygiene, diet, and fellatio-friendly positions, as well as how you can use accessories in the bedroom to make everything a little more fun.
You teaching men?
Now this is the thing, because I am not family, but I am family-friendly. I'm not going to turn away a man that wants to learn how to perform fellatio. I have done strictly classes for the LGBT community that are for fellas, okay? But I'm not going to turn away a man that wants to come and learn how to perform fellatio.
And where are you going to be again? Memphis, Tennessee, and where now?
No, this is at the DeSoto. This one will be at the DeSoto Civic Center. The oral technique workshop on July 7th will be at the DeSoto Civic Center.
All right, folks. If y'all in DeSoto, Texas, you need to hook up with Miss Goody. I'm going to use my oral techniques right here and go ahead and start talking about it for real. The top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. Number one, I'm going to say this right now, then I got to get to the phone line because it's hot up in here like this grease for real. And Miss Goody can affirm this because this was one that she brought to my attention. But number 10, let's break it on down. Number 10, she introduces her kids too soon. Like day one, hi, my name is Tasha. This is Lil Brandon, this is Michael, this is Devontae, and this is Peaches. What's up with you? Really? We ain't talking about y'all just met the grocers, though. We just talking about y'all just met, like, out of the club, and she just got the kids ready to go. Like, this
it don't matter if we met at the grocery store, either.
Huh?
It don't matter if we met at the grocery store, unless my kids were with me at the grocery store.
Here we go. Phone lines are hot right now, 646-727-3279. I got to travel up north real quick and bring it all down to the better south and go get my man, 50 grand. Ground the state's own, Tracy Green is on the line, folks. I got to get my man, Big Tracy, on the line real quick. What up, bro?
What it do, fam? What it do?
Man, everything is fantastic, dog. I can't wait for your comment on this one.
Oh, you know I got it hot, man. I got it hot. But I got two things I want to say before I get into it. Nigga, that had to be the longest damn lead into this show in history. Wrap that shit up a little further next time. Number two, to my man Tony Davidson and Miss Lakeitra Brown, fuck the Lake Show is over. Thunderclap done came through. It's a wrap. Now, I didn't hear you, bro. What?
What does that mean?
What I'm saying is fuck the Lakers. Thunderclap done came through and shut that shit down. It's a wrap. I'm tired of people crying about the damn Lakers. Them niggas sorry. Straight everybody. It's over. It's a wrap.
We're going to come back to them Lakers. That's
yeah.
My heart.
Yeah, we're going to come back because they got next season to try it again. Anyway, bro, you talking about the 10 deal breakers?
Yeah. She's not a keeper. If these things happen, she's not a keeper. You can't keep her.
Okay, well, hell, if she drink my ass under the table, she definitely not a keeper because you're going to drink up all my liquor, boo. You got to go.
Oh.
You got to go. If you're smoking up all my weed and drinking up all my liquor and you ain't putting in but doing nothing but batting your fucking eyes. Oh, and by the way, baby, I appreciate you going out there showing people how to suck a dick. We need more like you. Good looking out.
Community service at its finest.
You damn right. Amen.
Y'all hearing it straight. Y'all hearing it directly from the mayor, folks. The phone lines are lit up in here.
I had a homeboy tell me he'll never take a woman seriously until he's seen how she handles herself drunk.
As you should.
Because that's real. Like, you don't know what you're getting into.
Drunk mind speaks sober thoughts.
I mean, not even that. You know, some women think it's cute to get sloppy, can't walk drunk, you know, take your shoes off so you can balance yourself, throw up drunk. And I would think that you wouldn't be able to take anybody seriously that does that.
Just because she's a social drinker?
She social drinker is one thing, but if you're a social, you know, social throw-up.
Well, Ms. Goody, here's where that comes from, and I can actually understand what you're saying. A lot of women, I hate to say it, but a lot of women, they get one or two in them. Maybe that third one, they get awful damn flirty. That fourth one where they stop. That fourth one is where they stop. They only get flirty if that nigga ain't around and they meet something cute, some shit could go down. I've seen it happen because I've been part of it.
I'm saying, but that's not really the liquor talking. That's what they wanted to do anyway.
That's basically what I'm saying is I'm agreeing with what you said. A lot of men don't want to deal with a woman until they know exactly what their level is in drinking, right?
Mm-hmm. Until you've seen her drunk. Until you've seen how she acts when she gets drunk.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, if you see a broad and you meet her and, you know, it's all good and it's all gravy, then, yeah, you might want to know exactly what she's going to be like when she gets drunk. Is this motherfucker going to get flirty? Is this motherfucker finna go out there and embarrass me? Is this motherfucker
right, that's what I'm talking about, getting embarrassed, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. If you gonna come out, let me tell you something, baby. You can't embarrass me by cussing me out in public. I love shit like that because I'm a fool. But if you go out there in public and you're giving up them draws that you said was mine, we got a contractual agreement, then I got a problem. So what I'm saying is I'm supporting your statement of a lot of men would like to see how far a woman goes with alcohol.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Mm. The truth has been spoken.
I got to go back.
Y'all better tell somebody. Check everybody you know and tell them to check this out tonight. We're talking about the top 10. The top 10 signs she's not a keeper. 646-727-3279. My man Clayton wants to chime in on this one. Clayton, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's going on, Fred?
Talk to me about it.
Hey. I've heard so far, and here's a couple of things that I want to add to it as far as the 10 signs that she's not a keeper. Number one that I wanted to talk about was, you know, take pride in your appearance. You know, do not go out in public with pajama bottoms on, house shoes, white beater, and your hair looking like an owl with something on it to see how many licks they're going to get till they get to the middle like a Tootsie Pop. Number one, don't do it. Number two, when you meet a woman for the first time, during the conversation, you know, this true story, I met this woman, had a couple of drinks, then we went back to her crib. Now, there's a conversation. She told me she had some kids. Now, I'm thinking maybe one or two because she said some because some could be two or more. But I'm thinking hopefully one or two. As soon as I walk in the door, I start tripping over kids. And I'm thinking maybe she's having a slumber party. So I asked her. So then I asked her, I said, are you having a slumber party? And she was like, no, all those are my kids. And it was six of them, motherfucker. So I'm telling you, watch that. And then also, you know, I met this one girl, and she knew I was coming over. So I'm coming over thinking the place is going to be clean, you know, look good, smell good, because it's a female, right? I walk in there, panties on the floor, drawers on the doorknob. Who knows when was the last time their trash got taken out, had that little sour smell in the kitchen. And I'm thinking to myself, like, really? Really? Wow. Now, the other brother earlier said that he doesn't mind a female cussing out in public or if he a fool. Well, to each his own on that one, but to me, that's a big deal breaker because, you know what, when you are out in public, there's a certain way I expect for you to carry yourself. And if you feel that, because to me, when a woman's cussing out in public, that takes away from her womanhood. Now, that's just my personal opinion because I just don't feel like it's a lady that's sitting out there talking foul like that. Now, when we get behind closed doors, she can call me motherfucker this and nigga, you ain't shit that. But when we go outside that door, those words are no longer said. And you can say that a lot of ways. Right? Now, then there's another thing. Can you actually carry on a conversation? And I don't care about gossip. I want to know that if I challenge you mentally, that you will not take it personally and make it seem as if I'm not saying you're smart, as if I'm saying you're dumb or something. I don't want to talk about your past. That's why the good Lord put eyes in front of your head instead of at the rear. I don't care about your last boyfriend and what he did. Obviously, he didn't do enough to keep you for it. If he did, you wouldn't be over at my crib getting bent over right now.
Well, that brings it up to number nine, Clayton. She compares you to previous men that she's been with.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
what's wrong with that?
Carnell used to buy me this.
What's wrong with that?
I think there needs to be a caveat in that one, that she compares you to her ex-boyfriends to where you're at the deficit, because a woman could compare you to her exes in a positive way, like you're better than them because of this, this, and this, or you know what I'm saying, in an uplifting way, not necessarily in a talking shit kind of way. I'm sorry, I cussed, Clayton. I don't mean to offend you. I cuss in five languages. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine, but there's also a way to do it too, you know. But I'm saying, if you out there in public and you just flying off at MS and F this and bitch that, all that in public,
hold on.
I didn't finish that, bro. And obviously, you got some small hands, because when I said I'm a fool and I don't mind a woman cussing out in public, because it's only gonna be three letters coming out of her mouth.
I don't even know how you
get that to say that. What that ain't got nothing to do with my hands. And by the way, my hands are not even small by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, get out your feelings, bro.
They have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
This is a radio show. Get out your feelings. Come on,
right.
Please.
My hands ain't got nothing to do with my intellect. I'm sorry. I have to break that down to you like that.
Hey, you got your little sensitive ass niggas on your show, man.
Hold on, Clayton. Hold on, dog. I understand, dog. You seem like your nerves been touched, and it's cool. It's cool, bro. But hold on, we gotta keep the party rolling up in here.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We talking about tonight the top 10 signs that she is not a keeper.
Correct.
We're gonna move on real quick to number 8 and touch on this one. And I want to hear what Miss Goody has to say about this one. She talks or gossips too much. You know, the kind that be all over Facebook and Twitter with the information.
Which are business in the street. I think that's pretty foul for a dude or a chick, but I feel like for a woman it's even worse, because you might be upset, you all in your feelings, like, you know, the brother just said a minute ago, you all in your feelings, and you take to Twitter. That is not the place for that. You present a united front outside your household. If I have a problem, I'm not going to disrespect any man I'm with in public at all. Like, we're really any man I'm around. I'm a male advocate. I'm not going to disrespect or emasculate a man at all. But if you're doing something in public that I don't agree with, or, you know, we having an issue or something, we're not going to discuss it in the street. Now, when that door closes on that car and we get driving good, I may voice my concerns and my opinions, but I'm not going to disrespect you in public. And Twitter and Facebook are public.
Right.
And so you need to keep your mouth shut and handle your business and act like a lady. And if you have a problem with your man, that's who you need to talk to. You don't need to talk to all your homegirls. You need to talk to your homeboys, your mama, your daddy, because you're in your feelings now. So you went to Twitter and you done embarrassed yourself and your man. And then when you get over it, now you back singing his praises and everybody else is looking at your timeline like you're an idiot.
Real talk.
You tell them, Miss Goody.
Okay. Ladies,
and then when they see you in the street, they're like,
Oh, they sitting on the phone, legs crossed. Like,
Right.
Okay.
Here she come with that nigga, but she was talking. Yeah.
Look at her. 2 or 3 of them probably hung up. They couldn't take it. We must have been talking about them. But that's okay.
Oh, Negro, I'm still here.
Yeah, the real ones are still here. I mean, you just made room for somebody else to chime in. Matter of fact, I need to get another young lady that's going to come in on this phone line and keep it 100 with us tonight. Y'all know we get it live up in here. 646-727-3279. Comedian Miss Arkansas is on the line, wants to chime in on this topic for real. What's going on, Miss Arkansas?
Thank you, Andy. Yes, I would like to comment. First of all, I would like to say I was the Bay Area finalist this weekend, even though I got robbed for the fourth time, but it's still all good. And talking about a keeper, sometimes women don't want to be kept because something you're doing wrong. But you are touching on some good points. If they house nasty, no, you shouldn't keep them. If they don't have any change of their own, they shouldn't be kept. And if they run around with a weed crack in their head that's been in there over a month, get rid of them too. So, and you, Miss Goody.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl, keep up the good work. I got one joke for you. I told him when I used to live in Dallas, Texas, because I appeared on TX821 twice with Ricky Smiley when I was out there. But me and a friend was out walking, and she saw about 50 guys. She looked at me. She said, girl, we get ready to make some money. I said, girl, what is you talking about now? She said, girl, I smell some dick in the air. I looked at her and said, stupid bitch, I just burped.
Oh.
So I had been to one of your classes.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
But all joking aside, man, I just love doing what I do, and I know I am a keeper. But I don't think my guy want to keep me because I stay gone every other week doing my comedy, and he can't take it.
Oh, that's a keeper for real.
Yeah.
That's a keeper for real. You can tell me that. Yeah, shit, I can handle that. That is a long time. Thank you. We need more like you.
And that's the thing with me too, because like I don't, you know, I'm at home all day during the day. This is all I do.
Oh hell no, that's not
good. No. I'm saying I don't have a job. I work, money. My website is doing well. I use during the week. I go talk to teens about healthy dating and healthy relationships. Because I have my own nonprofit. But I'm saying I don't have a 9-to-5. I do what the fuck I want to do.
Right.
And I don't look at nobody with my hand out. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
a lot of times the men that I deal with can't handle that because when they meet me, they feel like I don't need them. And that's not true. I want you. It's not that I need you, it's that I want you. That's even more of a vote of confidence in the fact that I'm, you know, committed because I want you.
Well, you got to think about it. There's a lot of insecure cats out there. You damn sure talking about them right now when you say that.
Right, and that's why they don't need to keep me because they won't get cut. I cut. I have a team and I have cut on a regular basis.
Okay. Well, Andy, I don't know how your list is, but I got to put this out there, man. A female that lives in a total fabricated fucking world. Well, she's done everything. She knows everything. But when it's time to provide proof, ain't got shit to say. It's kind of like niggas that a female will meet up in the club, oh, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. Nigga still staying with his mama driving her car and ain't got no job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
I've seen them. Never been one, but I've seen them. Y'all getting down.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
they all
over
Dallas.
Wow, D-Town, y'all better stand up on this. Real talk, the time
I didn't
sound like that she's not a keeper.
And I was
Come
born and raised in Dallas.
Right.
This one is going, I mean, it can touch a nerve. I'll let it be known. Number 7, she disrespects your mama.
Ooh.
And your family. Yeah.
Well.
Later, I'm going to let it be known. If you by part anyway choose to in fact think about mention or Snickers in a negative manner towards my mama, yes, you will be cut loose from the team. You are not a keeper. Now, there are going to be some women out there to try to be like, well, your mama did this and my mama ain't never told me. It's not about that. It's called respect. If you have it not because you feel as if whatever the case may be, now, my mama's cool in the mug. I'll tell anybody. And anybody that knows me knows my family. That's a cool shit. She helped raise me. I turned out to be all right, I think so.
Yeah, but
you are. But if you feel in any kind of way, you know, and you feel that you need to disrespect somebody's mama, I ain't no killer, but don't push me. It has to be said. It has to be known. You need to know this. There are probably some other people that feel the same way. Some don't. But I'm letting it be known.
No, I think that's pretty universal. I think that's pretty universal. If you have a belligerent-ass mama, then that's a whole other ballgame. But if you have a regular mother that has some sense about herself, then you know, and someone's going out of their way to disrespect your mom, that's ridiculous. Now, some people have belligerent-ass mamas. I've never met one.
Right.
I've heard about them. I've never met one.
Because I promise, this show is being recorded. Quote me on it. Say something crazy to my mama. I just got saved last week. So I know if you get the praise, things that can happen. There are people on the line right now. I know they want to test me. I don't recommend you do that.
Uh-oh.
It's unnecessary. Let's roll on. Keep the party going. The top 10 signs that she is not a creeper. Call Miss Goody.
Number six. You ain't got
nothing? She looks like a wet noodle, bro. She's been around the block.
All these
ragged holes
in KC, you can't
take
a one thing.
You know, my mama
was from
the Real talk. She's loose. She's had sex with her friends, your friends, some more friends, and their friends. I don't understand this. Me and Miss Goody talked about this. There's a difference between being a freak, doing your thing, and then just taking numbers.
Right.
Hold on, Andy. I got to ask you this, man. What constitutes a freak, and how the hell did this person get to be a freak? Because the freak has been 100.
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a freak is different from a hoe because a freak is quality and a hoe is quantity.
No, I didn't ask about the hoe. I'm just saying what constitutes as being a freak. That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, a freak, not this. I mean, for me, you know, I think freak is a played term. It's played out like red roses. But a freak would be someone that satisfies you in a way sexually that you don't normally get or that you feel like is going above and beyond. Like if she's, you know, if she's turning tricks and she's giving you positions you ain't never had and she's, you know, sucking your dick from the back, whatever the case may be, threesomes, tossing salads, whatever the case may be, being a freak does not make it a deal breaker, but being a hoe make it a deal breaker.
No, I wasn't saying about the deal breaker. I'm just saying I wanted to know what you thought, what you constitute as being a freak because everything
a freak is something outside your norm, and the concept of normal is subjective. So there's no real answer for that because what's normal for me may not be normal for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Trust me, I do understand because I don't think I've met a freak. I really don't.
I don't consider myself a freak, but, you know.
Yeah. I don't think I've met a freak.
What do you consider a freak?
Say what, baby?
What do you consider a freak if you don't think you've ever met one?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It ain't shit I ain't done. So it's not freaky to me.
Okay.
Just do it as extra.
Okay.
All the time.
They got more miles than a 92 Honda Accord on them.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's a season event. Shit.
I think the issue with being with a chick that has a high body count is not necessarily about whether she's loose, you know what I'm saying, like throwing a hot dog in a hallway. It's not about that because she can do her Kegels and keep it tight, you know what I'm saying. But I think it would be more along the lines of you in a restaurant and she done slept with 50 of the dudes in the restaurant. Or she goes to a high school reunion and fucks the whole football team. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
like.
Well, what's wrong with that? Because this say that I should do it too, right?
Say, excuse me?
What's wrong with that? If she didn't do the whole football team, I mean, obviously she must be good at what she does.
No, that doesn't mean she's good. That doesn't mean she's easy.
How are you going to keep her?
But that doesn't mean she's good. That means she's easy.
Well, you
that's
know
not
what?
About quality. That's about quantity.
Well, Andy, baby, I hear you. Andy, you asked the question, is she a keeper? Really, dog? Yeah. You know where I live. You know how I go. Am I going to meet one without a lot of miles up here in KC? Actually, any fucking way to tell you the damn truth. Are you really going to meet one that ain't got some miles on them? And I mean, quite a few miles. They might have had miles way before they settled the fuck down. And you know, why are you looking at me like that? Ain't nobody saying you got miles. I'm going to put something on you tonight. Now, hello?
You ain't lying. Y'all getting it, I'm just keeping it 100, man,
because, you know what, that shit about, she done been with 15 or 20 niggas, so what? If she can work and bring some money into the fucking home and we can build on some shit, so what? She done fucked 15, 20, 30 niggas. Now, I'm the nigga that's fucking her. I'm the nigga that's getting money. I'm the nigga that's got the stuff being rubbed on. I'm the nigga that's getting my motherfucking half split. You dig what I'm saying? She greasing my scalp at fucking night, fixing my lunch. So I want to thank all 45 of them niggas that got her ready to handle this one nigga right here.
I mean, that's my thing. It's not about the physical, but, like, don't you feel like that? Would you be embarrassed, or how would you feel about that if you go somewhere, you know, y'all go out, and she done smashed 20 dudes in the club?
No, I ain't mad about that. At all. You know
but these,
why?
And these
because
dudes getting
niggas
in your face knowing they done fucked your girl.
What's your point? Because I'm probably going to fuck
your girl. It wasn't your girl at the time. I got that part.
Thank you. Yeah,
right.
You know what?
Right.
My thing about that dude, ain't nobody no fucking virgin out here. That's
right.
Just bottom line. If you got two kids, obviously you done fucked at least twice unless you hit it in one shot. Like Thea said, husband was overachiever. People are fucking. That's just how it is.
Right. I agree. If wholeheartedly.
If you're
I'm just surprised
door,
that a man is saying it because typically men don't feel like that.
I'm 40 years old. Do you really think I got time to be taking fucking body count on a woman I meet? Really?
Yeah,
what
can
you do for me that continues to make it to us, that continues to make it to we fucking
serve?
Nah, I feel like you can't.
Y'all make that, that's one thing. But if she stays on the prowl, on the hunt,
then y'all not dating seriously anyway. She ain't trying to keep you.
Hey, keep her. I'm not going to keep it. It's not going to happen.
If she's still on the prowl, she's not trying to keep you.
We've seen the movie. Y'all seen the movie Black Snake Moan? Woo!
Stop talking about my life, nigga. Ready?
How does a Western firecracker, man? The boy was 9 years old. She could smell it coming around the corner. Broke the chains for it. Listen, it's out of control. The top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. If you just now tuned in, we're talking about it. We're breaking it down. Now, some might be offended. That's personal. Because we are not dropping names tonight. We're just dropping information. You're getting some real talk up in here. Don't call me tomorrow saying, I can't believe you said that about me. Wasn't nobody talking about you. If you felt it and it was in your spirit, that's just you. And if it bothers you that much, take your own personal changes. But tonight we're talking about the top 10 signs that she, not Tanya, not Keisha, not Mary Agnes, is a keeper, that she is not a keeper. Moving on to number 5, because we're halfway done, she's only in it for the stuff. It's never satisfied. It's always something more she wants. You ain't never doing enough for me. Really? You can kick the next rock that's in front of you and keep it moving.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. Miss Goody, could you help us out, please?
Yeah, no, I feel like, you know, women like that really irritate the fuck out of me, so, you know, because you want what you give it. You know, I don't understand any of that. You in it for the stuff. How did you give me a bunch of stuff?
You
know what I'm saying? Nah, kill that. What are you doing for yourself? Why are you looking at me with your hand out?
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
You just pretty much said it.
But she ain't,
I mean,
you know,
nah. Nah, it's not okay. It's not okay at all. She gotta tighten up. It's not okay. It's not.
I could have caught up under that.
I couldn't be a dude.
I don't have it all. I have it just a little bit. But that don't mean you just looking for the stuff. I see what you're doing. I like you. You're doing big things up in here. Can we go out to the movie? Red Box it is.
So what you're saying is walking in with expectations of the wrong thing.
Absolutely. I'm coming to just seeing these dollar bills. Oh, I see you got good potential. I like a man with good potential, but as soon as you hit a hard time, see that's what I'm talking about. A real man would have done this. A real man would have done this. Show me a real man.
Can a woman tell you a real man would have done something?
She's never seen a real man.
No. I don't feel like a woman can tell a man a real man would have done a damn thing because we are not men. And as soon as a woman opens her mouth to say some shit like that in the general vicinity of a man, she need to have a goddamn seat. So if a woman opens up her mouth and say a real man would have done something, just leave. Just cut your losses because you get a gold star from me for not smacking the mouth. I don't condone domestic violence, but I understand.
Okay, if I get a bronze star, is it okay to choke her?
I mean, you know, if she like that.
Put a little bit of hair.
If she like it, you know.
You like it though. You gonna freak for all that?
Wow.
Andy, you know there's no stopping with me, bro.
I know it, bro. Y'all gotta love it. This is Grammar State of this old.
Oh, it's always.
Free truth. Anybody that ain't from Grambling that can't keep it real, I don't know what class you did not participate in or what social activity you missed out on. but this is how we get down up in here. Real talk tonight, folks. This is the online happy hour. Tell somebody, I don't know where you can trip out with half the country. Get down with some real folks. Say what you feel. If you feel as if you need to motherfucking cuss, then you motherfucking cuss. Everybody else going to bleep you out and may not even let you get on. But we keep it 100 up in here. The phone lines are lit up. They sitting back. The last time I sat on the phone line this long, it was for customer service. But I'm going to tell you what. This is real talk up in here. I appreciate the listenership. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We're talking about the top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. Breaking it all down, I got to hit the number 4. Oh, I'm touching some nerves. She's a freaking liar. And no matter what's going on, she got to lie about it. It's always an issue. You can't never come correct. You can't never be straight. You can't never tell the truth. You can't avoid a situation. For real.
But you know what, Andy? The best example of that, bruh, is a woman who refuses to be held a fucking accountable.
Hello.
A woman that, whatever she may be doing, where you been, what happened with that situation, you telling me some bullshit that I don't see, that I can't go rectify my fucking self because if my woman getting in trouble, if my woman have a problem, you should be able to come to your man and say, hey, baby, I need you. This shit went down. This ain't right. I need my man to handle this business for me. But a bitch that don't want to be held accountable, that's always not always straight. Or but then you start hearing shit, or you start seeing shit. That's a lying ass rogue bitch.
Right.
What are we talking about exactly?
I still don't know how to be held accountable.
I feel like I'm missing something. What are we talking about exactly? Held accountable? Like
she's
you mean like?
A woman that lies is a woman that don't want to be held accountable. The only reason you fucking lying is because you ain't right.
I agree like there was I agree wholeheartedly. You know, people just lie. Just, if you be talking and you just lying, be lying, anybody ask you nothing. You just, I don't like people like that in general. Like, I don't have homegirls like that. I won't associate myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but it's
a pack of smokes.
You know,
and,
no, man. That's like grown up 101. That's not even a woman. That's motherfucker. That's
something like that.
How do you expect anybody to trust you if you can't even trust yourself?
Nah.
That's too much. It just don't make no sense.
I'm going to tell you, my ex, I busted him lying about everything. This motherfucker told me he had cancer.
What?
This motherfucker, he told me.
Don't give me some of this shit. Seriously.
Yeah, he asked me. He lied to me, telling me he had cancer.
I don't mean to cut y'all off, but I damn sure can't stand a woman that don't like doing what she told to do.
Uh-oh.
Yes, baby. Yes,
All right. Pin number 7.
Yeah. Oh, shit, bud.
That's a real deal right there.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, she sent me on the damn phone and she's going to tell me to go in the fucking store. Go in the store and get the shit. You want a drink? What? I don't care what you want to do. You know, if I get out this car.
Yeah, see, what happens is I'm getting real. You have to be. This is real, man. I kid you not. I can't make you up. This ain't no script. We just going full Monty on this beat. He just laid it down right there. That's the law. High five on the black
hand
side to my man Tracy Green right there, folks.
He said, if I
got
to get out this car.
And he ain't lying.
Ooh, boy.
Black clothes, cigarettes, jarring black.
All that means is he fucking her right, though, because she doing what she's pretty saying.
You don't know what the hell I smoke by now?
That's how that is. That's how that is. He fucking her right, so she follows directions.
That's man law number 1, rule 1, section 1 of the first page. And, oh, by the way, that cuts out all that fucking lying, too.
I mean, I guess. But if a liar, if they're a liar, they're going to be a liar. Because I don't, nah.
Because the truth will do. If it's already messed up.
You know what, they show right on there. If they gonna lie, they gonna fucking lie. It don't matter.
They gonna lie. Because I done lied to niggas that was fucking me great. So.
You said great.
Yeah,
right, right, right. Correct, though.
I'm no, oh, yeah, like I had no complaints. I just didn't like them upright with clothes on. And so, you know. It was great naked, but when they started talking and shit, it was just, it was over for me.
Fuck the whole mood up. I feel you, baby.
Yeah, it's like, why are you talking? What is that about? No.
Hey, a motherfucker look up at you and ask you a stupid ass question right in the middle. Well, seriously, put your shit on. Kick back on too. Get the fuck on up out of here.
No, I mean, you know, but I think that lying is a deal breaker. Is not the one. And if you get in deep with somebody and then find out they lying, like they wait till after you fall in love with them and then you find out all their lies and shit start hitting the fan, like that is some traumatic shit.
Well, shit, just ask Tiger Woods how to deal with that.
Man, he don't know he was doing the lying.
What?
You gotta ask his ex-wife.
I said that fucking bank account told him he shouldn't have been lying. That's a damn shame.
Man.
Wow.
Mm-mm, that's somebody, that bitch would have had to die. I'm sorry. No.
If he was sleeping with black women, wouldn't have nothing happened as long as the bills were paid. When nobody wouldn't have said nothing.
Boom. There it is.
Hey, that light bill. Top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. Miss Goody touched on it. Tracy touched on it. We're going to flip it and bring it back to her. She don't know who she is. No ambition, no goals, no desires. You just exist.
I just said, in a fabricated world, man.
I mean, but they don't have enough to lie about it. They just don't want to do nothing. They just exist every day.
Yeah, that's the one that go to nail school. Don't want to take the fucking test and get past the board. Go to high school. Don't want to fucking take the test. Go to be an LPN. Don't want to work no fucking where. All she want to do is sit back, trade them fucking food stamps. Maybe let a girl come over every now and then to get some damn, do their hair so she can have some money to get a blunt and a little sack of something. Maybe a new pair of
shoes.
The homegirl that came through, the booster, after shit's back anyway. Oh, y'all weren't talking about that type of woman, was you?
Oh, man. That was way more ghetto than I've ever been exposed to in my life. Just in that one statement. I learned so many new ghetto things.
Baby, I live in KC. You get this shit every fucking day. Trust me. Andy, would you please give credit to him? You can't get out your fucking driveway before the bullshit come at you.
I got to give a shout out to my hometown, Kansas City. He is not lying, man.
It's rough around here, boy. It's got to the point where I don't even glide no more.
Like, she always chilling. Really? What you up to?
Chilling.
Really? Oh,
Andy. You remember a while back when Thea did the show when she said you going to have seven holes that hang together? And of that seven, four of them is the core group. Four of them going to hang together no matter what, and then out of one of them four, one's the hoe. You remember when Thea said that shit?
Yeah.
I know seven motherfuckers that I drink with, that I party with, that's the same fucking way. They just like Tommy O. Martin. Them motherfuckers be in the club. Them motherfuckers be all over Kansas City, and ain't neither one of them bitches got a job. Because they ain't figured out what they want to do at 40 fucking years old. Really? Baby, you can only work with... I'm serious. They'll work at the IRS because that's their seasonal shit. Then they'll go do T-Mobile for about 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not making this shit up. I'm serious.
Wow.
They'll go down and work at the girl's nail shop, or they'll go work in that girl's fucking beauty shop. They'll sell some plates and shit with the homie or one of the aunties, but them motherfuckers is not career-oriented at all.
Right.
You ask them what the fucking career, them bitches will pass out and almost have an aneurysm. Like, man, you're making me think, what the fuck is a career?
And then the main ones that don't want careers want somebody to take care of them.
Job.
Yeah.
Call it the odd job.
The odd job.
Well, I mean, you know how it goes. The odd job. dude, I'm putting it to you like this. Ladies, y'all don't know, Andy knows, in Kansas City, motherfuckers work. Now, this is a career for motherfuckers up here. They work 7 months out of the year, so they qualify for that full unemployment benefits.
Wow.
Then when them 18 weeks run out, they work for 7 more months. Unemployment again. See, this motherfucker taking too long. I know goddamn well it don't take too long to get no fucking cigarettes.
Don't get out the car. 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 Stay in the car.
Don't go against your word.
Don't get out the car. Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants a woman that ain't made up her mind yet on what she really want to do. I can understand if you feel the need to go back to school to further your education for that job or that career plan already are putting in, and you're putting it in place. But if you just now thinking about it, well, you know, it's about time. My son done got his degree. I think I'm going to get me one, too. Wait a minute. To do what?
Not even going to get the degree, but what you going to do with it? Are you going to use it?
What you going to do with it? Well, I think
what else are the asking weevils out there?
Are you outside? Get back in the car. Get back.
No, I'm in the car. I'm waiting. Acting like CVS is goddamn big. I tried. I ain't had no fucking liquor in me in less than 12. No, I can't do it.
I got a text message. Somebody just said she's not a keeper if they blame you for their baby daddy because she's been with other dudes that don't know who the daddy is. I don't know about
what?
That.
Is that even, what does that mean? I'm sorry. Was that English?
Let me rephrase it. Let's see if I can make sense out of this. They blame you for the baby because she's been with other dudes and don't know who the daddy is.
What you mean they blame you for the baby?
Sounds like some more COVID type stuff.
Are they trying to say the baby is yours and it's not?
It ain't.
Is that what happened?
Let me read this one more time to make sure we get an understanding about this. Blame you for the baby because she's been with other dudes and don't know who the daddy is.
So the phrase blame you for the baby means that she's saying that she's just your kid?
No, I think what it means, blaming you for everything the kid do. Trying to find some identity for the child because she don't know who the baby daddy is. So all of a sudden, I'm going to get this shit out the car when I get ready to get it out.
One time if you're not a keeper, you can't make a complete sentence. No, you over the age of 20, you can't make a complete sentence.
Exactly. I'm also a certified high school English teacher. I don't understand the colloquialism. If you could explain the phrase, blame the baby, blame you for the baby, is that like going to make groceries?
You know, hey, wait a minute. I'm from Louisiana. I don't saw that.
But I'm asking if that's like the same kind of, you know, the same kind of phrasing.
So you understood make groceries.
I did. I went to college in Houston. I know what make groceries means, but I had to learn what make groceries means. I didn't just know that shit. So I'm asking if blame you for the baby means some shit like like that.
Somebody also wanted me to say that one of the signs that they're not a keeper is her sex is whack.
No, hell no. No, that ain't got shit to do with nothing.
It sure don't, because she can be taught.
Thank you so much. Not only can be taught, because you know what, man? A lot of people don't understand that fucking sex is more mental than anything in the world.
Yes, sir.
Sex organ is the brain, so it doesn't matter. If it's whack to you, it may, you know, that's fine. Make it fit you. Tailor it so that it's just what you like.
The most sexual thing about the kiss is leading up to the kiss, not the kiss itself.
Yeah, no, if you can't kiss me, then we got a problem. If your sex is whack, that's different. But if you can't kiss me, as a grown-up, if you can't kiss me, if your mouth don't feel good, I'm not going to get close enough to find out if anything else feels good.
You got to pull back and wipe. That's not cool.
I'm not doing it. I refuse. I'm grown. I'm grown, and I date men that are easily 7 to 10 years older than I am, so I wish the fuck I would get with a man that cannot kiss me. We got a problem.
Real talk, folks. The top 10 signs that she is not Hey, Keeper, and this is something Miss Goody pointed out. We're going to move on to straight number two. She does not have any female friends. Like, you all cool with only dudes, for real?
Well, Andy, come on, dog. A lot of women don't fuck with bitches. I'm just
no,
I'm,
you know
I'm,
what?
I'm
wait a minute, wait a minute,
you.
KC. Wait a minute, KC. I don't forgot your name now because I you can't
see
in my
head. You got to hear this, Trace. You got to hear this reason. It makes sense.
Listen to why I said it. Listen to why I feel that way. As a woman, listen to why I feel that way. I feel like there's something wrong with a woman that cannot get along with other women. You say, oh, I get along with dudes better because bitches are messy. Well, really, it's you that's messy, and they quit fucking with you. I'm not saying you got to have a whole bunch of girlfriends, but if you don't have not one homegirl, there's something wrong with you. You are a messy bitch. You fucking your girl's man. Something is wrong with you. And they see it. Because, you know how when you see a dude on the street, when men see other men, you see bullshit-ass dude coming a mile away, and a woman may not see that. Or when a woman see another woman, she knows she see her ass coming too. So if women ain't fucking with you, if ain't no woman fucking with you, and you are a woman, there's something wrong with you.
Not to that extent, baby. I didn't mean it to that extent. What I'm saying
is... Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, if you got... I get along better with dudes than chicks. I meet a lot of women that say that. And typically it's because they're dealing with immature-ass women. They're not getting to know real women. They're getting to know those little girls. You know what I'm saying? A woman, a grown-ass woman, a real-life woman that cannot get along with other real-life women is a problem.
Well, certainly. And I didn't mean it to that extent. I really didn't. What I meant to say, and I didn't explain it. A woman said, okay, fine. She'll keep her friends at arm's length. You got that one or two homegirls that y'all might sit and talk, or y'all might go to the mall or some shit like that, or run around and do a little thrift store shopping. Okay, that's cool. But I know a lot of women, like the one that's sitting next to me, she don't do women. I mean, you know, she's cool. She got a few girlfriends, maybe one or two, maybe three. You know, she got a few sisters, well, she got a sister, and then, you know, but she really don't do women because she ain't got time for that. She got time for herself and a man and the family. Now, if she got time for the motherfuckers outside of that, maybe, but she's focusing on what the fuck we got going on.
I'm talking about just women like, that would rather, that have friends that are men as opposed to women.
I got that. I mean, I can't stay in the business always. You know, it's my buddy. It's my brother. You
my
know, bitch,
brother. Bitch, no,
fucking
it's not
brother.
Your brother. That's not your brother, bitch.
Yeah, you know
that
what I mean? You know, I didn't fuck my sister coming up. Now, why you used to fuck your brother 10 years ago and y'all was brothers and cool now?
Well, you're not going to tell me about it. You're going to tell me that's like your brother. As soon as a dude tell me that's like my sister, I'm done. I would not date a man that has a female best friend. And I would suggest that fellas do not date a woman that has a male best friend. And I'm going to tell you why. You can say it's insecurity. You can say whatever the fuck you want. But I'm going to tell you why. The level of intimacy that best friends have, not sex, mind you, intimacy, that connection, that closeness. You might as well try to date your best friend because I can't compete with that type of intimacy. It's already been established. And if you line up all your friends and the best one is a bitch, you're a man. You line up all your friends that you ever had in your life, and the best one is a bitch. You need to try to be with that bitch because I cannot compete with that.
Shush.
And I'm not going to waste my time getting to know you or making you fall in love with me just so you turn around and fuck your best friend.
I'm about to take an offering up here from this Goody for real. She's going to be in the photo teaching some oral technique. What you teaching now? Say it again.
It's an oral technique workshop.
Oral technique workshop in the DeSoto Civic Center. Coming up when?
July 7th.
You feel like going to Texas in July? You want to go to Texas in July?
Hey, look, listen. Wait, KC. I'll come to you.
Yes.
Wait.
I'm going to put it on the phone for you so you can explain it. Say that again.
the oral technique workshop?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come to you to do an oral technique workshop. If you can book 10 people, if you can get 10 students in the class that prepay, I will come anywhere in the contiguous United States.
Okay, well, see, that'll be a problem. That'll be a problem for her.
How so? She don't want to do it with other people?
No, I just ain't finna bring nobody else around her crazy ass because she'll swear I'm fucking all of them.
And I mean, no, she can book the class. If you tell me Kansas City, I can get people. I have clients all over the country. I can get people to come to Kansas City. I just need 10 people to pay ahead of time for me to get there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. Hey, look, you're going to learn how to suck dick better in a little bit, all right?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, shit. I don't even know what to say.
The top 10 signs that she is not a keeper. We done talked about introducing to your kids, comparing to your previous relationship, gossiping, being disrespectful to your family, being loose, never satisfied, being a liar. She has no ambition in life. She don't have any female friends. Do you think we missed anything, Ms. Goody?
Really? I mean, you know, I feel like she reads Steve Harvey's book. Okay, maybe that's just me. I don't
what?
Know.
What did you say? Say it again.
I said if she reads Steve Harvey books.
Oh, Lord, I hope not.
Because I feel like that's common sense. So, no, I mean, honestly, I feel like, you know, like I heard somebody say something about a nasty house. That is a deal breaker. I feel like that's a good deal. She can't take care of her own home that she pays for. How's she going to take care of you?
Mm.
She pays the bills in that motherfucker and don't take care of it.
Right.
So what's she going to do? Like, what's she going to be like in the house y'all got together? And she can't take care of the house she got herself. And I'm not the best housekeeper. I'm not. But you're not going to come in and it's going to be all kind of shit everywhere and dishes and, you know, roaches and rat, all that kind of shit. The shit is neat. But I would love for a bitch to come and do the bathrooms in the kitchen for me. That'd be great. If I could get a maid to do those, that'd be great. But I'm saying, like, I think a nasty house is a big deal. Poor hygiene is a big deal. If she's messy, you know. Because a lot of women don't know their own bodies. So hygiene is a big deal for us because a lot of women don't know their own bodies and how to take care of them.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
you know.
one of my hot reasons, straight up, being what it is, women who slide their feet.
Oh, my God, pick your feet up. Oh, my God. I pushed my niece over at the store because she was sliding her feet. I pushed her on the ground.
You pushed her
because
on the
one
ground.
Of the other things I do, I have my own nonprofit called the Goody Project, and I do adult etiquette classes for women on how to walk in your shoes. Because I hate to see chicks with their shoes in their hand and when they're out in public. You know what I'm saying? So
heels of the foot black. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? What are you doing with your life? Stop that shit.
Shoot.
I pushed my niece over because she was sliding her feet.
Andy, we got a hustler on the phone, boy. She do everything. You know, you
do
carpentry and plumbing.
Do what?
I love it.
You do carpentry and plumbing?
No, but I did put my own thermostat on my truck last year when it was snowing.
That's what I'm talking about. You say you in Texas?
Yes, sir.
Whoa! Now wait a minute. I ain't that damn old.
Hmm. You're not that old. My favorite is 40. You're not old at all.
Yeah.
My favorite is 40. You're not old.
Where she live at? What you say, baby?
Look, don't get me in no trouble with her.
No, she good. She good. She right up in here in the damn house behind that door, so she good. As long as she controls the shit in here, she ain't got nothing else to say.
Well, I got somebody that wants something to say, folks. The phone lines are still lit up. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number here on the online happy hour. Join us in the chat room at talkradio.com/ How was your weekend? My man Big Ray International wants to come on. The international player himself all day, every day. Big Ray is on the line to talk about tonight's topic. Big Ray, what's up, bro?
Andy Brown is going down like the Titanic. Y'all shutting it down like Kmart. I got a few things I want to say. First, I respect the young lady mind. She on point. Now, I got
Thank
a couple
you.
Other things why she might not be a keeper. If her weave doesn't match her real hair, she might not be a keeper.
Woo!
If she wear animal prints for more than one animal at a time, she might not be a keeper. If she wear acrylic on her toenails, you might want to leave her found. If her car note is more than her rent, it might be some slight imbalance.
Oh, my God.
If she wear purple braids, you might want to just look at that as entertainment purposes only.
What I mean?
If she's still going to the nightclub, you might want to leave it there. It might not be yours. Nah, you might find it in the younger hunters. If you go to their house, and they collect empty liquor bottles to souvenirs.
Oh,
God.
nothing that you was talking about what you're going to put in them. Shit, nothing.
If they actually had to put cocoa butter on their neck and forehead because they keep burning themselves trying to do their own hair, she got too much to do it herself. How about a professional?
Hold on now. I love a woman that knows how to use a hot comb.
I said, if they got them burn marks, they got to put cocoa butter on because they don't know how to use it properly. Ain't no wrong doing it yourself. They said, if you want to do it done right, you can do it yourself or have a professional. But everybody don't know how to do it themselves.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And always say you got to take their background and dispensation. If she comes from a family where techniques on how to commit welfare fraud have been passed down in her family
oh.
generation, her mindset might not be uply mobile.
Yeah.
Wow. They talk about soap opera characters as if they was real people.
I'm gonna mute myself because I know I'm laughing loud to the
Well, I got a question for y'all. Real talk. Now, one that has a specific aroma. I mean, a aroma that's not pleasing, but the shit don't go away.
What? She's saying.
Sure, exactly. What I said, a stinking asshole that stays stinking all the time. That's what I said.
That she don't know how to take care of her body. Now she don't know her body. She can't give you her body.
She supposed to forfeit that game. You
don't need to
kick that ball off.
Nope.
I'm gonna say it again. I live in Kansas City. Motherfuckers ain't like that. I'm telling you, but I'm telling you, it's a lot of them here that are unzip them pants and turn a blind eye to shit you smelling.
No.
And I'm like, well, I'm an ignorant nigga. I stick my finger down there and stick it right up another bitch. I know you smell it. I know you smell it.
Oh my God.
Hey,
I can't even understand.
Wait, we talking about things that make her not a keeper. Stinking ass is one of them. Oh, motherfucker, that smell good.
Hey. Proper hygiene is essential.
Yeah.
Hey, if they got proper hygiene, they not qualified to be satisfied.
But here's the thing. You got a lot of professional women out there. I'm serious. You got a lot of professional women that do everything cool, everything great. I mean, pussy smell great, body is cool, but that asshole, it's like they can't get that shit together. What the fuck's up with that?
What? Oh, my God.
Maybe they worked hard for the day, or maybe what they had for lunch or something. I ain't going to make no excuses. They got two whole aisles of products to help all of that. Get you down this water. They got a product with a solution and a name on it. Get you some of the products. From wipes to cream, spray. Get you some of the products. What do you go to work for? Huh?
That bitch's diet is bad. That's what that is.
And then again, you know, me personally, I don't do toes and booty holes. So, you know.
Okay. Thank you. Say that again.
It ain't going down. You said everything else smell good. Some people do candy, some don't. I think candy calls candy.
But I mean, no.
Some
if you got one with candy, it's candy. All I'm saying is, what if you turn it around and hit it doggy style, and that ass get to clapping, and that funk get to spread? I mean, that's what I'm talking about. This,
that's
you don't want to get to them damn cheeks, get the opening and closing, because you know how we do it, nigga. When you start hitting that ass just right, you know, hit the dog, and there's like ripples and waves in the ass.
Okay,
you know what
so,
I'm saying?
So is this not an isolated incident? Like she went to the gym after work. This is a consistent problem.
I'm just saying,
if it's a one time, like you know, it, it, like you might have worked overtime or went to the gym, you know, you're going to have to stop. See what I'm saying? Nah. If you come out of the shower and still outside, let's just watch a movie get start going back and call it a day. You got
that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
Did you say number one, bro?
Number one, I gotta get to it, y'all. Real talk. The number one reason, the number one sign that she is not a keeper is she does not believe in you. She don't believe in your dreams, your goals, your ambitions, anything you got going on. She ain't trying to hear it.
That's a selfish bitch.
Hey, you argue up and down because this is what you're trying to accomplish in life. She's tearing it down. She's not trying to help you build anything but an argument. But you want to stay. Man, she be tripping. I love her, though. You a fool. Y'all know them. Y'all know them. Y'all know them. They are out there. There are women. They say women settle because there ain't enough good men. There's some men out there who settle. Because they think they've got the woman, and they want to build around that foolish.
You know what happens when they settle? They come looking for women like me.
I like your mood attitude. Confidence is a product of achievement.
Absolutely. And that's what happens. They settle for what they think they want at home, not realizing that, you know, feeling like a woman like me may not be compatible in a home life, but they don't know that. But as soon as they get something at home and settle for it, and it's not what they really want, then here they come.
The reason your name is Goody.
Say what?
I said, the reason your name is Goody.
That's absolutely. I did not name myself.
You should write a book.
I actually am. Ladies, if you are looking right now,
your relationship with this man, and you fall into any of these categories that we talked about, check it. Here's the chance to have that conversation. Stop being a freaking liar. Once you open up.
Yeah, well, I'm going to open up. The woman, I'm going to open up, bro, because a woman that don't believe in anything you're trying to do, that doesn't want to be a support system, that could care less, but want to be in your fucking day, is a woman that's insecure. She got her own fucking issues. She's selfish. And she's never been taught. She's never been shown. You know, because, you know, they're not, nobody's born into the world fucked up. Now, what you got to decide is if you're going to take this selfish motherfucker by the wig and show her.
Well, no, this is the thing, though, because a woman that's not serious about supporting you at all ain't serious about you. So it ain't even about you trying to keep her. She ain't trying to be kept. She is busting your ass until she meets the bigger, better deal.
I beg to differ. There's some women out there that's been hurt so fucking. No, listen to me. There's some women out there that's been hurt so fucking bad that they don't even know how to do that shit no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about that big-ass wall, how they protecting themselves and all that. Even though she's dealing with you, she ain't really trying to get hurt and don't even realize. That's all
mm-hmm.
I'm saying.
I
that's
agree
a selfish
with that, 100%.
That won't let go. And that's why I say, yeah, they can learn that shit all over again. It's just like a nigga that's done been done. Trust me, I done been there. I done got screwed over. I done got beat down. I done lost shit. I've done it all. I've been through all that shit. And, of course, at one point in time, I had a brick wall up. But it took the love from a woman I dropped that bitch back down, and I'm good. But for the meantime, you know what? I used to tell people all the time, you know, they ask, why you ain't in a relationship? Why you not trying to do this, dog? Why you really ain't got nobody? Because I really wasn't ready to be considerate of another motherfucker's feelings.
Man. I say
because
that shit all the time.
Most men, we don't have to be. It's a numbers game, for real. If you play it right, you don't have to be concerned. But if you do lock in, and sometimes, you know what? A woman just needs to recognize, listen, the dude is trying to be sincere with this. He's trying to make it happen. But if you got the wall, it's like what Trey said, if the wall is up, based on either what you see on television, what your homegirls tell you, what you think he should be doing based on what he look like, what he's driving, or where you think y'all should be at. The plan ain't never that way. It never works out that way because you're going to have to go through some things. And if you don't want to even take the hard times, you don't deserve the good times. That's keeping it 100.
You're right, bro. You're right. And I will say, if y'all noticed, this whole time I've been on the phone, that one over there ain't said nothing.
Except yes, sir, and you told her to go in a goddamn store.
You got some chicks. I don't want to see what y'all don't realize when you go to fucking bed. That's when you got some chicks to say. That's some noises to make.
Don't get it twisted.
Okay, you got curls right now.
Don't get it twisted.
Don't get your hair flat.
I was trying to be a lady.
Hey, hit the mute button, y'all. Go another room, man. We nationwide. You got people all across the country.
Well, nigga, this is my resume for Silicon Valley. Shit, I'm trying to get on film. Don't play.
But see, what we don't understand, folks, is the bottom line is what you heard from the beginning all the way to the end. The one thing that can turn all of this around is communication.
Damn
right. Communication. Willing to communicate. And that's just what it is. Now, some of y'all are going to try to call me tonight and call me tomorrow and try to send a little private message. No, AB, that wasn't right. Call in and tell me now. If I'm wrong, tell me now. 646-727-3279.
Call the number
and
speak up and speak your mind.
Because the phone is where it is. You can hear a mouse piss on cotton right now because it's so quiet.
Hey, Andy, what the fuck you been if you know what a mouse pissing on cotton sounds like, man? What you been doing?
So it's like that. I got dolomite, bro.
You been looking at a mouse dick, man? For real? What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I got dolomite records.
Well, you stupid. Signified monkey, huh?
What I'm saying is this. If that ain't the one for you, and she's making it clear, not because she's hurt, but she's just making it clear that ain't the one for you, roll on, dog. Play the numbers game. Here in the city of Dallas, and I'll put the numbers out there for you for real. The population has increased since I last said this. There are 6 million people living in Dallas, Texas. Half of them are women. If one doesn't like you, that's 2,999,999 that just might. Take a chance. You just need one.
Are you going to leave?
Dallas is so fucking thirsty that, I mean, you know, really, they could know each other and still be fucking you, so... It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
That shit happens every day.
But the women here, man, listen. Dallas is man. I'm not gonna get started.
I grew up 3 hours from Dallas. I know how Dallas is. I love Dallas, especially in Plano, because I get to get some change too while I'm out there.
Speaking of change, Tracy, I gotta change the tempo a little bit real quick. We're gonna raise just a little bit of hell. And bring on Mama Michelle right before we wrap the show up. Dallas's own comedian extraordinaire, one of the best, the funniest people in Texas. Mama Michelle's on the line. What's up, Mama Michelle?
Hey, what y'all doing today? Y'all acting a dang fool up in there. When I see you, it's straight kickboxing. If somebody helped me get my legs up high enough, I'm kicking shit out you right in your bottom lip. Right in your damn bottom lip. Hey, look at here. Look, let me tell y'all something right now. First of all, y'all gonna back up off Dallas women. I'm from fucking town, but I'm still gonna represent Dallas because this is where I stay in Plano. Who said they gonna pick up some change while they tricking in Plano? What did they say?
Because the women in Plano pay, especially over in prestigious states. I've been all through it. Don't play with me.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something, damn it, right now.
Give me your dress.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something about women in Plano. You damn right. Because if you working with some shit, I got my checkbook out now. Okay, that's right. That's what I'm talking about, right?
No checks. I got a carbon copy machine with me. No checks.
Okay, well then, just Well, skip what I said about that point. But look, you know, understanding relationships and people and throwing back, it's people are human beings. And who said that the women in Dallas, who said women in Dallas would sleep with your man?
I did, and I'm in Dallas too.
Okay, that's not true because if it's your man, another woman ain't supposed to be sleeping with him. That means he ain't true. She ain't gonna never be true, but he ain't true. People need to realize that people have free will nowadays, and if they not for you, they just not for you. But you gotta either get with the program or not get with it. Nobody's really in monogamous relationships anymore. The problem is when you don't tell a person that they not in a monogamous relationship.
Right. No,
when
and you don't mean they man. I mean they be sleeping with the same dude and don't care. Not necessarily somebody's man, but I know women that sleep with the same dude and give no fucks about sleeping with the same nigga and will compare notes.
Damn, I don't even know them bras, because I'm telling you, I'm old school broad. I'm piecing your ass up. If I meet you at the club, if I meet you at Kroger's, wherever we meet, girl, we can meet at the nursing home. Bitch, I'll roll up on you on my hover around and fight the shit out of you. I can't, bitch, behind it. I can't, an old bitch. I don't give a damn. She can be old. She can be in her late 70s. I'll whoop her old ass and tell her forgive me. And if she seen the Lord before I do, tell her I'm on my way. But I'm telling y'all, I'm old school. I'm break a bottle over a bitch head and all that kind of shit like that. Scratching the hoes up, giving them keloids on their tests and everything.
I don't care.
You're the strongest man out here, and you just want to be selfish and keep one all to yourself. That's just
I just wanted one. I didn't say I said for my man. And then for her man, too, shit, I fight a bitch behind her own man, shit, girl. If he working with what he working with, because I'm telling you, just to find a man that don't like other men in Dallas, shit, I mean, that's just like finding needle in a haystack.
Or a man that's not married already trying to be greedy. You gotta find a straight, single, handsome, intelligent, like
you going too damn far. You want too much. You be scared. You should stop that breathing. You tripping. You
ain't
got one.
I already got one, but. The straight and single is the biggest issue. You can't get a straight single.
Well, don't be giving out your damn address, because my lunch break is from 12 to 1:30. I'll roll by your shit while you at work, girl. I ain't lying.
We got time for one more call. I hope y'all enjoying yourselves tonight. Miss Goody, you enjoying it?
You're damn cool. I love you. How was your weekend.com? Love you.
Y'all check out Mama Michelle. You can check her out on howwasyourweekend.com, the website. Check her out in the studio and learn a little bit more about her, what's going on. Real talk tonight. One more caller. I got my man Sebo that wants to chime in, representing Dallas, Texas as well. What up, Sebo?
Hello. Hey. You know, on our have out.
Yes, sir.
That is on our have out.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this crazy motherfucker got me locked up in the goddamn trunk over here, man. Goddamn. She come by the store the other day. I thought she was cool. She was acting all bougie, driving a Beamer and stuff. Man, mother got me locked up in the goddamn trunk, man.
Are you serious?
I'm in the trunk. Man, I'm in the trunk of my car, man. This motherfucker got me locked in the trunk of my car.
Miss Goody, can you help my man out?
I don't understand how he got overpowered to get in the trunk. That's a big bitch. So, no, I'm not helping at all, because I'm not a
I'm over here on Ledbetter and over here in Singing Hills over here, Ledbetter and by the VA hospital. Can somebody please come over here and get me out of my car?
What kind of car you in?
Say,
dog. On the cool? If you know where you at in the truck, push the button so the seat can go forward.
Call the police.
Man, I'm over here by the train, right here off of Lancaster Road, by the VA hospital, man.
Call
the train.
Call the police.
Hit a train.
No.
Listen.
Don't call the police. No, that's bad advice. Don't call the police.
Why?
You're going to have to be the last one they found in the
truck.
Why? He might have
to run you for warrants. They're going to run your ass for warrants. That's why.
This crazy motherfucker, man, come in talking all sweet and nice and bougie and stuff. I thought this was, you know, kind of sweetheart of one. This motherfucker flipped out. She's straight hood, dog. Now I'm locked in the truck.
Oh, yeah.
You see where
you
was at? You knew you was getting the hood, bitch. You over there at Lancaster and Ledbetter. You knew you was getting the hood, bitch.
I'm gonna say, what you expect over there?
Now, you definitely should not keep
up. Well, I met at the Cook Club. She was driving a Beamer.
You, that's what you get. You met at the what? That's what you get.
Yeah.
Cliff keep up. And get what you get around.
The Cliff Club? No, sir.
No, I'm trying to figure out how she gets you in the fucking trunk. That's what I ain't hearing.
Well,
I mean, did
you
bend over or something and get pushed in the trunk?
I was kind of leaning up on the back of the trunk, you know.
Hit on the roof of the truck right quick. Let me see if I can hear.
I hate stupid people. Y'all play it. Can
y'all come right here now, man? I'm not gonna truck my goddamn car, man. Y'all, some, man, y'all motherfucking. Hello.
It's funny because I'm 600 miles away laughing at your ass. That's what you get trying to go to the strip club. Nigga, is you serious? Everything that you gonna do to a stripper stays in the strip club. You don't follow no stripper out no damn strip club. Damn,
hello,
wrong with you.
Hello,
oh, damn.
Hello.
But see, you better take them down. You better, yeah.
Nobody
there
on Tuesday. Somebody go help this brother out, man. Get him out
of
the trunk of the car. What kind
of
car are you in?
How to break in? Shit, I get the blowjob right on the side of the
building.
Don't take no strippers home, so stop telling that lie.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is how we do,
it
boy.
Doesn't really matter because you here.
Really, if you don't believe it, it's the realest show on the blog. If it ain't for you,
When you go back there in that bedroom, you're going to be a stripper. Dancer, you're going to be Tina Turner up in this motherfucker.
I teach striptease classes, too.
Oh, no, she got that handled.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say we do modifications if you got bad knees. Okay, gotcha.
Oh, no, she's straight.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Your
ass
can modify her.
Because it's important. You need to be able to get on the ground. If you have bad knees, I need to make sure you can get there. I also sell stripper poles on my website, aladyintheSheets.com.
Oh,
you can holler at me.
Oh, that's what's up.
Talk fast. What's the website?
AladyintheSheets.com. I sell sex toys, stripper poles, lingerie, books, DVDs.
AladyintheSheets.com. Are those portable or permanent poles?
The portable ones. You can get a permanent one made at Home Depot.
Okay.
Yes.
How much support was run for?
They range from $99 to 100 and something. It just depends. But right now, for the month of May, everything on the site is 20% off if you use the code MOM2012.
This woman is cool. Great hustler. I like that.
Clint, it is too late. Hold on, let me mute y'all because I got to have a mommy moment right now. Hold on, let me mute y'all.
Parties.
This is how we move, folks. Here today, Dub, I know we got to wrap the show up. And it's just we've been having to keep it real 100%. I know y'all enjoyed this.
I know you're still on the phone line. Cut my light off.
That's just keeping it 100%, man. Big shout out to my man, Sophie Dream, and Kansas City. I was going to say shout out to my homeboy and fat brother Clayton for chiming in. Big Ray all day. Mama Michelle has chimed in. Sebo, man, I hope you get out that trunk, dog. I know you got to go to work tomorrow. It's been real talk. And also Miss Goody for chiming in for tonight. LadyintheSheets.com. She kept it good and shit all day with us. Real talk up in here. Folks, this is how we do. Check her out. Get on her website. Get some of her products. Go to some of her oral camps and, you know, do y'all thing, man. Now, if this show ain't for you and you can't keep it real, I don't know what else you can do. This is just coming real talk. Coming off the pages, folks, and onto the stages, the hottest read straight up that you can get your hands on, we're going to be discussing second place women who come in first, September 22nd at the African American Museum in Fair Park, Dallas, Texas. Yes, the book has become a stage play. Second place women who come in first can now be purchased on my website, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Nook, Book Baby, the Dot Bookstore, and the African American Museum as well. If you want to know, you need to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Follow us, folks, on Facebook. You can advertise with us at HowWasYourWeekend.com. If you missed out on anything that we've done, go back and click on the link. Let us know how you liked us on Facebook and check us out, folks. As we wrap the show up, I want to thank everybody who chimed in tonight. I want to thank the folks who've been giving their information and blogging and chatting with us. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, get real with us, folks. Stay tuned. Follow us. Do us a favor. Just tell five more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Angie Brown. Always, always keep God first. Good night. Go mom to my friends. And we gone. Holla.